Hello, everyone. Welcome to Horror and Hooch. We have a very special episode for you today. We, as the Fifth Wall, finally recorded the pilot episode for our horror anthology, The Fifth Column. As some of you know, we did a crowdfunding a couple of years ago. And so now we finally got everything recorded and we are so excited about it. We had a chance to go on set to get some behind the scenes footage and interview the actors and actresses from the episode. So you will get behind the scenes today. You're going to get some interviews and stuff today. So we hope you guys enjoy our first look at the Fifth Column, episode one. Can't stop. So have fun getting this exclusive information right here on the Horror and Hooch podcast.
Keep your feet out of the street, or you'll end up on your bum. Keep your feet out of the street.
Hello, everyone. So we are here with one of the stars of The Fifth Column. Not only is she the leading actress in this episode, but she is also co-creator. She helped me come up with the concept of The Fifth Column. So me and her have been putting our feet to the pavement, grinding for a couple of years on this project. Like, she's been coming up here with all the people, the network, the resources, and I've been scrambling around to get funds to get so we can get it together. So we've been really hustling to bring you guys a good show. We're gonna bring some behind the scenes footage and stuff, by the way. It's a lot of stuff going on. So we're gonna get into this interview.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, of course, start off for our viewers. Give us your name, tell us a little bit where you're from, and then tell us a little bit about your role in this episode.
Okay, my name is Latanya Sampson McDonald, and I'm from everywhere. I currently live in LA, but I was raised mostly in New Jersey and Georgia. And my role is Chish, and I'm the lead.
Yes.
And I'm finally, like, you know, when you put in all your PTO time and you save up and you finally get to have your vacation. And a lot of times it's a small vacation because maybe you didn't save up enough PTO, but it's just enough. Or they won't approve all that PTO. So they get, like, you get 3-4 days. Okay. So that's usually the plan, and you guys have to watch to see what happens after that.
Yeah, we can't give it all away. Now, right. See, Latanya does not drink,
no.
But
I remember that.
What virgin drinks?
Shirley Temple.
Oh, girl, that's that throwback.
Yeah, Shirley Temple on the rocks. Okay, that's what y'all say. Rocks on the rocks, and a nice root beer float or cream soda float, or sherbet float.
I love the sherbet.
Yes.
I got some sherbet in the freezer now. When
see?
I go home, you already
know. She will also take a daiquiri as long as you don't put the alcohol in it.
Exactly. Daiquiris all day. All
right, so we have our fishbowl of questions here.
Okay.
Shake it up, pick one out, and answer it for us. Okay. Find a little bit more information about
one
you.
That's coming to me, so. What movie scared you the most? What movie scared me the most? I would probably say the Poltergeist movie, the old school ones.
Carolyn!
You know, that was actually the little trivia about Poltergeist. That was the first ghost story movie where they actually had visuals. Because back in the day, they kind of just did like, and you think it's a ghost, or you hear like a tap, and you kind of think it's a ghost. This was the first movie where they actually had like a visual of
like right. the spirits and whatnot. Oh, so
I didn't know that.
That's probably Poltergeist also has a history. Yes. They also have that history of like everybody
dying.
Yeah, everybody.
Even the kids like having cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the only survivor was that little old lady. Yeah.
But wasn't the house that it was recorded in like a haunted house for real?
Yeah. Like something about a Native American burial ground.
Yes, it was always and it was based on a true story. So right. I can see why that scared you. There was a lot going on with that movie.
There was a whole lot going on with that movie. But I like the more boo scare. I don't really like the gory. The only a little bit gory I like is my favorite are the Scream movies. Yes, all the Screams. Love them.
So well, that answers what your favorite scary movie is. Right, Scream. Right. Well, exactly. LaTanya, we aren't going to keep you because we still got some stuff to keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Team no sleep. Team no sleep.
So, you guys, look forward to her performance. She is doing an excellent job. And we will move on to our next person. Yes.
Tell us your name, where you're from, and then tell us about your role a little bit.
Yeah, sure. My name is Daniel Smith. I live here in Atlanta, Georgia. I moved down here from Detroit about a year ago. I'll be playing Dr. Brinks today, who is sort of the evil mastermind of what's going on in Pine Hills.
Okay. And so on our podcast, Horn Hooch, one of the things we like to do is mix a live drink. So I always ask my guests, what is your favorite drink?
Oh, usually a martini.
Martini?
Yeah, usually vodka. Yeah, usually vodka, but I'll do gin. You know, I'm not really picky about it. You put a couple of olives in there.
Very dry or not?
Very dry.
Very dry.
Just a suggestion of a move.
Just a hint.
Yeah.
Guys, so, we have a fishbowl here of different little questions.
Okay, yeah.
So, you can pick one, and we want you to answer it.
Throw it out here. I like this. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
You want to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What made you want to work on this project? Okay. So, God, it was a while ago, though. I mean, right? The audition for this, it was before quarantine. So
yeah,
back in,
well,
like,
before all the pandemic
March,
and
February,
stuff.
Yeah. No. I like the sci-fi nature of it. I'm really interested in that. I think I can play a pretty convincing doctor. We'll see. I'm very interested in playing villains, the bad guys.
Oh.
So kind of the two together was sort of right in my wheelhouse, I think. But it's really exciting to get to be the guy who delivers the twist, I guess, in the end of the episode here. Not to give anything away.
Now,
right.
Do you root for the bad guy on a regular day?
What's that?
Do you normally root for the bad guy when you're watching shows and movies?
It depends on the bad guy, you know? If they're good at being the bad guy, then yeah. Yeah.
Who's your favorite villain?
Oh, man. That is, okay, so you know what I think would be an ideal, like, just dream thing to do is, to play a Bond villain.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Distinguished villain.
Yeah, well, and out of those, I mean, there's so many good ones, but Javier Bardem did a good one in Skyfall, obviously. But also, like, just goofier villains, too. I mean, like, if you've seen, this is kind of like one of my guilty pleasures is the movie Gladiator.
Oh man, I love that.
Joaquin Phoenix playing Commodus in that. I mean, I remember watching that as like a 14-year-old and just being like, oh my god, that
it's
is
been a while.
So incredible. I look back now and it's like obviously super over the top and has maybe not aged that well, but I mean, that will always have a special place in my heart.
The story was perfect though. The acting and the filming, okay, but the story was perfect.
I mean, yeah. You can't beat those tigers.
Right.
Honestly.
Yes, that's old school for y'all. They've seen Gladiators. That's it.
Yeah, no, so that was longer it. Ago than I want to admit.
Well, thank you for- for joining us on our podcast, and I can't wait for everybody to see you in this episode. And you kind of, I just can't wait for everybody to see you at the end.
I'm curious about the end. I'm probably the only one here who hasn't read the script, guys, so I'm curious.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not acting in it. Yeah. I didn't write it, so I am the house mixologist. That's my job. I stick to that. So.
Where are the drinks? I'm confused.
I thought about that after the fact. Because she didn't warn me ahead of time.
Right.
I know. The actors might need a taste. And so when she said refreshments and I peeped in there, I was like, we lacking in the alcoholic area. But it's next time.
We're going to remember this later on in the season.
Okay.
Well, next time I know.
I can't wait to it.
But again, thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you guys.
We look forward to seeing you in the episode.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait for her to say her line. Or anticipate what's coming up. Just take it a minute.
I want to be creepy and friendly.
Then take your time and do that.
So I'm like,
let's see how it works.
I haven't found it yet.
All right, we are here with another actress from the Fifth Column first episode. Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, I'm Krishna Ward. I'm playing the hotel clerk in this very eerie project.
And I can't wait for you guys to see her role. She has a very, very important and interesting, interesting scene that is kind of where things start to get twisted. So we have, yes, this is when things get a little, this is where the twist happens. we have our fishbowl here.
Okay.
Just so we can learn some little trivial things about you. So pick one and answer the question.
Oh, pressure's on. What's your favorite Stephen King movie? Let me see. I think two of my favorites, and let me think about that. I love Firestarter. And I love, I think it was called The Dead Zone, where I love both of them. Dead Zone was later made into a series that I also really, really loved. So it was the movie was a great start. And I don't know, both of them stand out as my favorites.
Well, thank you. We had to, because you know Stephen King's one of our favorites, so we had to get that in there.
It's hard to pick one, but they're all so marvelous. But I think those just resonated.
Awesome, Krishna. Thank you for taking a couple minutes to stop by. Like I said, y'all, we've been on the grind here. She's been putting, we've been in work. And thank you for stopping by our podcast to kind of give us a little background information about you, just something fun.
Thank you so much, and I enjoyed meeting everybody and being here.
Thank you. All right, we have another one of the stars from the Fifth Column, episode one, Can't Stop. This is also the person who did our theme song for the Fifth Column. So go on ahead and introduce yourself and the role you are playing.
My name is Christopher McDonald, and I'm playing the role of Antoine.
And give us just a little bit of Antoine's character without giving him too much.
Let's just say there's more than meets the eye.
That's a good wrap up. That's a very good wrap up. Desiree, let's hit on with that one magical question real quick.
Oh, the magical question. Since I am the bartender of the group, tell us what your favorite drink is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be an easy question.
Depends on the day. No, I'm kidding. I like my whiskey, you know. I like
whiskey straight.
Yeah, that's some good Boulay or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Keep it kind of simple, you know.
So, see, I can't do it.
Yeah, this is lightweight. But 23 that's just lightweight right here.
The
time we talk,
though,
what she got?
Wine.
Mm-hmm. See, there's nothing wrong with wine. I like wine, too. It's all about the mood, the temperature outside. You know, you might want a champagne mimosa.
This is true.
You know what
this
I mean?
That's my mood right there.
There you go.
24/7.
See, nothing wrong with that. Some like hen, some like the zen. That's how
I like that. You need a shirt that say that. Some like in, some like the scene.
That's a good. We're gonna write that down.
Well, we have our fishbowl of questions here, just to learn some little fun fact about you. So grab you one and answer.
Take this one. All right. So, what do you like about the horror genre? Mm. Oh, y'all ain't got enough time. horror is literally one of my favorite genres on the planet. I've been watching horror since I was a little bitty boy, man, just a young mustache, you know what I'm saying? And I think one of the things that I really enjoy about the horror genre is the fact that it's ever-changing, it's always evolving. It follows certain streams of consciousness, and then at other times it switches over and goes into a whole nother lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, my sis, you know, when she gets to writing and putting it down, there's no telling what direction it's going to go in, but it always leads you right to the pocket, right where you need to be. And with horror, I think, like I said, that's one of the main things I love, because you don't know what to expect. And
right.
Yes. It'll lead you in one direction and then throw you completely just off the tracks, off the cliff, and you're just sitting there dumbfounded. But
yes, a good psychological thriller. And for even the people that don't like horror movies, they'll sit and watch a good psychological thriller.
See,
the mind game. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, but isn't everything, though? You know, it's all the mind
game. I like Chris. Oh, yeah, I had him on the show.
Right? You know, I've been wanting to get on horror movies for a minute.
Oh, really now? Yeah. Who fucking did this?
You know,
look,
I like me some more.
We got them. Look, him and LaTanya, we got them in for the long run, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're residents in the game with y'all, so
yes.
We all family in this camp. So.
Yeah, we got them for the long haul. Well, thank you, Chris, for stopping by to talk to us. We are busy feet to the ground, so here we are, rolling.
Well, thank you for having me, y'all. Be sure to tune in. There's so much coming that all I can say is don't sleep. Sit still in solid in this frame and let them come meet you. Mm-hmm. And then this will be you guys' too. Does that work for you, Nairo?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hold on 1 second. You guys stay there.
Only you know what? If you shoot it for maximum coverage, it's redundant because that's focusing on him and I'm focusing on him. Whereas
it is redundant.
Needs to be.
That is.
All right, we are here with one of the stars of The Fifth Column, and we have been working diligently on this project for a couple of years, and I'm excited for you guys to see it. So let's meet our starring actor for the movie. Danny, go on and introduce yourself.
Hello, what's up, everybody? My name is Danny Royce. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. Thank you for bringing me here to Atlanta. And to see your dream come to fruition. Appreciate it.
Yes. Give them your information, your Instagram, Facebook, because he got a lot of projects and films and stuff out. So I want you guys to go check him out. His acting is wonderful. He's been in all these little film festivals and awards and stuff. So let him know where, you know.
Yeah, of course. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. That's Instagram, Facebook, everything like that, Twitter. Also check me out on my website is iamdannyroyce.com. And yeah, as you said, you know, I got some films out right now on Amazon Prime, The Cry, and also Nowhere Alaska. You can find that on Amazon Prime. And yeah, we just won some awards at a film festival, so man, right now, out in New York.
So. Yeah. So hard working man over here. That's why I had to recruit him.
Yeah.
So before we get into our fishbowl of questions,
okay.
We're gonna let the bartender ask her favorite question.
Okay.
Well, no, first, actually, let me ask about your role in the project. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your role.
All right, so I play Eric. Eric is very protective of his girl Tish. You know, he's got it in his mind that he's going to propose to her and have this dream of just being successful, powerful black couple. This, you know, a lot of stuff happened in this episode. You'll check it out. But he's really tested. He's really tested on if he's able to stay composed, able to be that strong person that Tish needs. But also, you know, he has conflicts going on. He's scared. He's nervous. He doesn't know what's going to happen. You know, so it's that struggle that we kind of face with every day walking out the door as black people. You know what I mean? The internal struggle. So it's very good to capture that. And I like how you wrote his character in there to really capture that struggle that he has inside.
Yes. Tidbit about this. As I was writing the episode, one of my friends, I sent him the script. Thank you, David. And I was like, read this over. And being that, like, he's a black guy, he was like looking over and was like, oh no, he got to say some more. This right. is like, I need right. him to, I need him, like, why Tish doing all the talking? No. Like, I need Eric to have some more lines right, in there, right. or no, or this is how a guy would say it. So, right. I, you know, so right. I wanted to make sure that it was, like, natural. Yes. So it's not just, like, I didn't want it to be like, okay, this is what I think it was going to say. It needed to be natural. So I consulted
right.
with a black male to, like, make sure it went smoothly. So I'm glad it translated really well.
No, yeah, that's good. That's great that you did that, too. Because, actually, you know, I just produced and wrote a short film called Hope. And it's about a prostitute overcoming a lot of things and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And it was important for me to get a woman's perspective, mm-hmm. especially a black woman's perspective, because writing things, you know, it comes from my perspective as a man mm-hmm. in America, you know, and so it's great to have those consultants, as you say, because they make the story real and come to life, and people can relate better.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Portrayed in a real life.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. So my other famous question that I always ask, first off, do you drink?
I do.
Okay, now what is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. That's honestly, I mean, I love wine and I love tequila. I would say my favorite tequila. A good margarita. Just give me a good classic
margarita.
Not with that triple sec nasty, you know.
you want to squeeze.
Exactly. I want to squeeze the lime. Give me a agave. I want a nice, simple margarita. And then I would say a Long Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hadn't had those. That was my college. Moving along.
They get you in trouble.
Though. Right. Moving along.
So here is our fishbowl of trivia questions, just to kind of learn just a little fun fact about you. So okay. Go on and pick you one.
All right. I'm not going to go with one on top. It'll be difficult getting in there. Let me see what's this one right here. I got big hands now. Okay.
Let's all right.
Here. Wes Craven or John Carpenter? Oh, that's easy. Wes Craven. Gotta go with my boy Wes.
But you got to
watch. Which movie? Which movie? I was just gonna say all this stuff. Which Wes Craven?
Wes Craven, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream. I really don't just have one. I really don't have one. I love Wes Craven. I love his Rest in Peace. I love his work. My brother and I, he was one of our favorites growing up. So, yeah.
Wes Craven directed and wrote my favorite horror movie, which is everybody knows, People Under Stairs.
Him and Steven Spielberg, they're like, you know, they just know how to direct black people. You know what I mean? Like, they know how to work with black people very well.
Thank you. Well, Danny, thank you for coming to talk to us for a minute. Yeah, this is an active film set, everybody. So we got to go and get them back out there so we can get this show together. So thank you for taking a couple minutes to stop by. And you guys, I can't wait for you guys to see him in the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny.